Many New Orleanians can trace their family roots back several generations, some of them to decidedly patrician origins. Others even have plantation property in their family lore. And then there are those whose connections to country life is, shall we say, a little less historic.
Well, one day I came home from school. I was at St. Martin's my senior year, and my mother had bought a plantation house while my father was out of town.
That's Keith Marshall, New Orleanian, Yale graduate, and Rhodes Scholar, Oxford-educated son of Naomi Marshall, who, in her day, was a dynamic cultural leader in this city. Now, full disclosure. Keith writes a weekly column, housed by you, B-A-Y-O-U, for NOLA V, the cultural website of our city, of which I am founding president. And even though I have known Keith with his tongue-in-cheek, dry sense of humor for a long time, I frankly have no real understanding of what pays the freight in keeping a plantation house going in this day and time. I figure it has to be a revolving door of overnight guests, some more memorable than others.
I would have to say that the most memorable visitors were the first cousin of the Queen of England and his wife, Lord Harwood and Lady Harwood. I had thought that we must do over the bathroom in the suite that they were using. You know, chrome fixtures weren't good enough. Go out and get the gold plated. And I asked the plumber, "Did you get everything?" And just as I was asking that, someone said, "The Harwood's limousine is turning into the driveway." So I rushed off to greet them. We only found out later, after they had left, that the plumber, yes, he had gotten the fixtures, but I didn't ask if he had installed them. So there were no fixtures on the sink. So we found out that the Harwoods had to brush their teeth leaning over the bathtub.
But there's more to plantation house economy, it seems, than vacationing tourists, lordly or lowly. And then there are some dreaded requests. I mean, what are current-day plantation owners to do when a television or film crew wants them to dress up in period style? After all, it could be money in the bank.
My wife, Millie, and I probably had the strangest unofficial prenup ever created. An uptown girl, she was never quite capital U uptown. And when we married, she insisted that, A, she would not be required to chair a charity ball, which was the sort of thing my mother loved to do, and that she would never be asked to wear a hoop skirt at Maidwood. So I believe it was 1986 Super Bowl, and Millie, who was at the time Picayune, was very savvy in how media works. So Millie wrote to the Today Show. And surprise, surprise, I'm at Maidwood one day, and we get a response from the Today Show. Yes, they would love to do a segment while they're in New Orleans. So we get all set, and the first thing they say is they want her in a hoop skirt. They, of course, had her lean over and light candles and pour coffee. But the greatest moment was at the end, the moment of mortification, as we still refer to it, was when they insisted we stand on the second-story rear gallery and wave goodbye to them. And I had to take her arm and move it back and forward like Charles and Diana.
But, as it turned out, the anti-hoop skirt gods looked down upon Keith and Millie and smiled. For the Today Show bumped the piece in favor of a sports item, and their reputations among their peers, to say nothing of the marriage, were saved. Now, after almost half a century of regular commuting between New Orleans and Napoleonville, storyteller and upscale B&B country host Keith Marshall has found a wonderful rhythm to his life.
We're approaching our 48th anniversary, June the 10th, and I was telling a local politician, 48 years my family's been at Maidwood on the Bayou. That means there are only 102 more years to go before we're accepted as local residents. For me, the ideal thing is to continue to live there and offer the hospitality to our guests and just to become a wonderful, eccentric old man on the bayou.
To read more quirky stories about Keith Marshall of Maidwood, go to wwno.org or nolavie.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.